Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Please follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. And also in my Twitter bio, you'll find the link to join our Discord. We'd love to have you be a part of things there. We really want to grow the community, especially now that hockey season is coming along, and we look forward to doing so. Also, want to let everybody know that it looks like Talking Puck, the Sunday night hockey show that you've all come to know and love, will indeed be back on the air coming up this Sunday night. So looking forward to being there on YouTube and on Twitch. Look for Talking Puck TV, and I'll keep you all posted. We're going to drop another podcast on Saturday, of course, but it looks like we will be back in our normal time, which is 9 o'clock and 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock Eastern. So we'll just keep everybody posted, but right now, it looks like we're going to relaunch, get ready for the season. It's going to be a short season with crazy division names, and that's where I'm going to go today. Look, the Honda division, or, you know, it's going to be insert corporate name here division. And some people are saying, well, Tom, is that just a one-year thing? Is the Honda division just for this year? Or is that going to be a long-term thing? The real answer is I don't know. I believe it's just a one-year thing because of pandemic losses. It makes sense. I get it. However, the can of worms is open now. And look, I'm someone who watches a lot of European soccer as well. I'm very used to the upfront branding. And I'll be honest with you, it doesn't bother me a whole lot. I'm not a huge fan of not having the logo as the primary thing on a uniform, but so be it. Now, I hope NHL jerseys never get to that point where the logo is not the primary thing. But let me tell you something, in European hockey, a lot of times the logo is not the primary thing. So, but the can of worms has been opened. There are now ads on helmets. There are now divisions that are named for corporate entities for at least this year. There's going to be more stuff. I also have a minor league sports background, and I know some of you who listen to this podcast also have that same background, either as a fan or maybe you've worked in minor league sports. And you know as well as I do that the effort has always been there to sew a patch on a jersey, to put a sticker on a helmet, to sell a dasher board or a backlit sign or whatever you can, advertising on a radio program. Those things are there because those teams need to make money. And again, the NHL doing it, the NBA does it. They have the little logos on their jerseys now too. This is nothing. This is not going away. It's here now. And you may not like it. You may think, well, that's not a pure blah, blah, blah. Fine, spare me the argument anymore because the worms aren't going back in the can. The cat's not going back in the bag. I'll come up with a million other analogies if you like, but you get my point. This is where we're at now. And so if you want your favorite athlete, if you want Joe Smith, your 50-goal scorer, to be re-signed by your team, guess what? You got to pay him. Where's the money coming from? Less and less it's coming from ticket revenue. More and more it's coming from the broadcast deals, which are far more lucrative in other sports, but also signage, corporate sponsorships, and now online sponsorships, as we see the landscape ever shifting more towards social media, towards YouTube and Twitch and all these other places where the media is. That's the way people consume now. We consume on our phones in the palm of our hand. So this is no surprise to me. And I don't think it's going to be any surprise moving forward either. I think this is exactly where life is going to be for us for the next several years. So whether you're used to it or not, whether you're accepting of it or not, it's not going to change. So the insert corporate name division here, and I keep, you know, I use the Honda division because that's just, I'm out in the western part of the country and that's the West division is the Honda division. So, you know what? I don't care. I don't care if people call it the Honda division instead of the West division. I've kind of lost that. In my 20s, I was very defensive of things like, you know, the Smythe and the Norris and the Campbell Conference, Wales Conference, all that stuff. But now I realize I've been in and around the business for 20 years that if you want the business to exist, which is based around a sport, the money needs to be there. And we're in a tough time when it comes to money. Financially, everybody's struggling. And look, is my struggle or your struggle as what I would term what's left of the blue collar class the same as, you know, Bill Foley, who owns the Golden Knights? No, It's not the same as the Pegulas who own the Sabres, but it's still, everybody's affected somehow. And that's really the thing that we have to understand and accept. So advertising's not going away. More advertising, I should say. Look, go back, watch NHL Network, watch a game from the early 80s where the dasher boards are white. There's no signs. There's no nothing. That's a bygone era. That was 30, 40 years ago. And we're not going back to it. So, you know what? I've accepted it. And I'm not going to hold it against the game. I understand it's a way to survive. And so I've made my peace with it. I hope you do too. If you like the podcast, first of all, thanks for listening. Second of all, please subscribe. Anywhere you get your podcast, you can pick up the Talking Puck podcast. That's how you have to search for it. It's not listed as Tiny Biscuits. I call these little ones Tiny Biscuits, but the bigger ones fall under the Talking Puck category. And again, looking to bring the show back on Sunday nights. Please follow us on Twitter as well. I'm at Callahan on air, but we also have an at Talking Puck TV Twitter, and that's going to be a lot more active coming up here. Plus, if you like the Golden Knights, you're interested in Golden Knights news or just news in general, I do a daily links page over at VegasHockeyNow.com where I'm the editor-in-chief there. So hope everybody's well. Please stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you again soon.